Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Be'ah, Daf Lamed Beis, the fourth parak HaMevi. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, "In pochasin es haner mifnei she'osa kli, we may not hollow out a lamp, because one thereby makes it into a kli." Rashi explains that one may not take a clump of potter's clay and press his fist into it to form an oil lamp. The Gemara asks who the Tana is who holds that a hollowed out lamp is a kli, even though it has not yet been fired in a kiln. Rav Yosef said it's Rabbi Meir, for it was taught in a braisa, klicheres me'emes ha-mekabel tuma. From when is an earthenware vessel mekabel tuma? Mishnigmer molachnu divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says from when its process of being hauled out has been completed. Rav Yeshua says mishitz v'bekivshan, from when he hardens it in a kiln. Abai asked Rav Yosef how he knows that Rabbi Meir agrees with our Mishnah. Perhaps Rabbi Meir said that a klicheres that has not been hardened in a kiln is considered completed only with regard to a large utensil, because it's suitable to hold something. But here, in the case of a small lamp, what is it suitable for? The Gemara answers that even a small lamp is suitable a kabuli bipshite, for holding coins. Pointing to Rav Nassim bar Abba said in the name of Rav that the wealthy of Bavel will descend to Gehenna, as can be shown by the incident involving Shabsa bin Marinus, who visited Bavel and asked the wealthy of Bavel for merchandise that he could sell and keep half his profit, but they wouldn't give it to him. He then asked for food, and they would not give it to him. Shabsai said, "Hani me erab ka'asu. These wealthy people have descended from the heir of Rav. For it's written, he will bestow upon you the attribute of compassion and show mercy to you, as he swore to your forefathers. From this we learn, any Jew who is compassionate with people is certainly a descendant of Avram Avinu, and anyone who is not compassionate with people is certainly not a descendant of Avram Avinu. And point number three, it was taught in a brace, Gimel Chayen in Chayim. The three types of people whose lives are not lives. Ve'elehen, Hamatzapu Shochan Chaver, one who must look to another's table for sustenance. Misha Ishto Moshe Salav, and one whose wife rules over him. Ve'kol Misha Yisurin Moshen Begufa, and one whose body is racked with pain. Ve'esh Omrim Av Misha Eino El Chalok Echad. And some add, also someone who has only one shirt, which will result in his becoming infected with lice. The Gemara asks why the Tana Kama didn't include in his list someone who only has one shirt, and answers Efsha Dema'im B'mane, for it's possible for him to check his clothing and remove the lice from them. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, in pochasin as haner mifnei she'osa kli, we may not hollow out a lamp because one thereby makes it into a kli. Rush explains that one may not take a clump of potter's clay and press his fist into it to form an oil lamp. The Gemara asks who the Tana is who holds that a hollowed out lamp is a kli, even though it has not yet been fired in a kiln. Rabbi Yosef said it's Rabbi Meir, for it was taught in a braisa, kli cheres, meimasa mekabel tuma. From when is an earthenware vessel mekabel tuma? Mishinigra molachnu divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says from when its process of being hollowed out has been completed. Rabbi Yeshua says mishiyitzru bekivshan, from when he hardens it in a kiln. Abai asked Rabbi Yosef how he knows that Rabbi Meir agrees with our mission. Perhaps Rabbi Meir said that a kli cheres that has not been hardened in a kiln is considered completed only with regard to a large utensil, because it's suitable to hold something. But here, in the case of a small lamp, what's it suitable for? The Gemara answers that even a small lamp is suitable a kabuli bepshite, for holding coins. Pointing to Rav Nassim bar Abba said in the name of Rav that the wealthy of Bavel will descend to Gehenna, as can be shown by the incident involving Shabsai ben Marinus, who visited Bavel and asked the wealthy of Bavel for merchandise that he could sell and keep half his profit, but they wouldn't give it to him. He then asked for food, and they wouldn't give it to him. Shabsai said, "Hanu ma'er Rav kasu. These wealthy people have descended from the heir of Rav, for it's written, he will bestow upon you the attribute of compassion and show mercy to you as he swore to your forefathers. From this we learn, any Jew who's compassionate with people is certainly a descendant of Avram Avinu. And anyone who is not compassionate with people is certainly not a descendant of Avram Avinu. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa, Gimel Chayen Ein Rechayim. There are three types of people whose lives are not lives. Ve'elohen, Hamitzapu L'Shulchan Chaver, one who must look to another's table for sustenance. Umishi Ishto Moshe L'Zalav, and one whose wife rules over him. Umishi Yisurin Moshen Begufo, and one whose body is racked with pain. Ishomrim Avmishi Einu El Chalk Echad. And some add, also someone who only has one shirt, which will result in his becoming infected with lice. The Gemara asks why the Tana Kama didn't include in his list someone who only has one shirt, and answers, Efsha Dema'im B'mane, for it's possible for him to check his clothing and remove the lice from them. All right, so now we go to Sim for Daf Lamed Beis, and our standard Sim is a lab, and we use a mad scientist in a lab, So here goes. The mad scientist in a lab trying to hollow out tiny clay lamps to hold small coins refused to let a poor man at his door sell them and share in the profit because his domineering wife wouldn't let him. Once again in slow motion. The mad scientist in a lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must be Ron Duff. Lemon Bays. The mad scientist in a lab trying to haul out tiny clay lamps to hold small coins, which reminds us that Rav Yosef said that the ton of the Mishnah that says that we may not haul out a lamp because one thereby makes it into a kli is Rav Meir, who holds that the kli cheres can be makabel tumah once it has been hollowed out, even though it has not been hardened in a kiln. When asked that perhaps Rav Meir said that kli cheres that has not been hardened in a kiln is considered completed only with regard to a large utensil because it's suitable to hold something, but here, in the case of a small lamp, what is it suitable for? The Gemara answers that even a small lamp is suitable for holding coin. So the mad scientist in a lab trying to hollow out tiny clay lamps to hold small coins refused to let a poor man at his door sell them and share in the profit, which reminds us the Rav Nassim Bar Abba said in the name of Rav that the wealthy of Babel will descend to Gehenna, as can be shown by the incident where the wealthy of Babel refused to help Shabbosai ben Marinus by giving him work or sustenance. Shabbosai said that they were from the heir of Rav, and we learned Kol Merachma Abrius Biyadua Shehu Mizor Shel Avram Avinu. Any Jew whose compassion with people is certainly a descendant of Avram Avinu. And anyone who is not compassionate with people is certainly not a descendant of Avram Avinu. So the mad scientist in a lab trying to haul out tiny clay lamps to hold small coins refused to let a poor man at his door sell them and share in the profit because his domineering wife wouldn't let him. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Gimel Chayehen Ein Chayim. There are three types of people whose lives are not lives, and they are Hamatzapu L'Shulchan Chavero. One must look to another's table for sustenance, and it's Mishi Ishto Moshel Asalab, and one whose wife rules over him, Mishi Yisurin Moshe Begufa, and one whose body is racked with pain, and some add also someone who only has one shirt, which will result in his becoming infected with lice. The Gemara asks why the Tana Kama didn't include in his list someone who only has one shirt, and the answer is for it's possible for him to check his clothing and remove the lice from them. So once again, the mad scientist in a lab trying to haul out tiny clay lamps to hold small coins refused to let a poor man at his door sell them and share in the profit because his domineering wife wouldn't let him. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.